This is a dictation for Mr. Brandon Royal, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-R-O-Y-A-L. It's a procedure recording. Date of birth 7/26/87. Date of procedure 5/9/2022. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number 2, epidurogram. Number 3, intra-articular injection of the right sacroiliac joint. Number 4, sacroiliac joint arthrogram. The medical indication for all these procedures are as follows. Mr. Brandon Royal is a victim of an automobile accident, and he was injured in a car accident on 7/30/2021, where his car hydroplaned and lost its control and hit into a pole and the pole got broken and the car spinned and overturned, leading to headache, pain in the neck, lower back, right shoulder, and also right sacroiliac joint, right knee. These pains have continued and the patient is undergoing treatment for injection treatments that have brought him significant relief in the past. This is the last epidural injection to the lumbar spine is being done, and also to the sacroiliac joint. In addition, patients suffer from trauma to the right shoulder and the left knee, and they have been positive finding in the MRIs, and so the patient is being treated accordingly. He has a supraspinatus and subscapularis tendinitis, interstitial delaminating type partial tears of distal fiber of subscapularis tendon, traces of subacromial bursitis, mild fibro-osseous capsular hypertrophy of the AC joint, and mild shoulder joint effusion. The patient is also being provided with the injection to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendon. In addition, patient has a marrow edema contusion of the lateral aspect of the patella and within the medial tibiofemoral condyles and moderate size Baker popliteal cyst and injection to the left knee is also being provided today. In addition, patient has a herniated disc at L5, L6, broad-based, especially to the right, mildly compressing the descending nerve root. He has a minimal disc bulging in L3-4, L4-5. He also has a surgical surgical scar at L3-4-5, which were operated before by Dr. Vaidya. He's consulting Dr. Vaidya for a surgical consult if further surgery will help him. I'm providing him one last injection to the L5, L6. Area to help him heal up non-surgically. In addition, patient has a tenderness in the right sacroiliac joint with positive Faber test, Ganselin test, requiring further injection treatment to the sacroiliac joint, which is pointing to the pain. The procedure for the lumbar epidural steroid injection with the fluoroscopy has been done per protocol along with the epidurogram. The next procedure, right sacroiliac joint injection with sacroiliac joint arthrogram, is done according to the protocol also. The next procedure is for the right shoulder intra-tendon injection to the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendon. Three injections were provided to bring relief for the tendinitis. They were done according to the protocol as per template. Injection to the left knee was also done to provide help with the MRI finding of marrow edema and contusion within the lateral aspect of patella and the medial tibiofemoral condyles, and intra-articular injection as well as at the lateral aspect of patella was provided to bring further relief. The patient, the procedure for injection of the left knee was also according to the protocol. Thank you.